Now, resistance remains a big issue for anti-angiogenic therapy in just about every disease that we've looked at it in to date. In contrast to the original feelings of certain investigators at Harvard, who shall remain unnamed, this is not a therapy that is resistant to resistance. And indeed, we have numerous mechanisms of resistance that have been identified. And some of these are stromal, such as fibroblast involvement. Some of them are the fact that cancer cells can spread along lines other than the formation of new blood vessels. They can co-opt existing vessels. You can see vascular mimicry, where the tumor actually forms its own blood vessels. Numerous potential mechanisms of resistance that have been identified. Kathy has already mentioned growth factor redundancy. This redundancy is a reality in metastatic breast cancer. And indeed, if you actually go back to the original RELF article, as I think Hal pointed out earlier, in fact, metastatic breast cancers on average, have these six already present and in place. So I guess at some level, it's astonishing that Avastin works in anyone, given that this is the reality. But it's certainly not surprising that resistance will continue to be a problem. And therefore, it's not perhaps surprising that crossing over to another chemotherapy agent with bevacizumab is unlikely to do a whole lot. Now, finally, cost. While I strongly agree with Kathy that when we're talking about frontline therapy, where we have a prospective randomized trial that, to my mind, shows undeniable benefit, that price should be less of an issue there. But certainly in the setting where we lack that data, I think actually price needs to be an issue.